Unit 12, page 100. In the company of cheerful ladies. Mara Mutswe is a famous detective from Botswana. She runs the number one ladies' detective agency. One day, she is having a cup of tea at her favorite cafe.
Mara Mutswe raised her teacup to her lips and looked out over the brim. At the edge of the car park, immediately in front of the cafe, a small market had been set up, with traders' stalls and trays of colourful goods. She watched as a man attempted to persuade a customer to buy a pair of sunglasses. The woman tried on several pairs, but was not satisfied and moved to the next stall. There she pointed to a small piece of silver jewellery, a bangle, and the trader, a short man wearing a wide-brimmed felt hat, passed it across to her to try on. Mara Mutswe watched as the woman held out her wrist to be admired by the trader, who nodded encouragement. But the woman did not seem to agree with his verdict, and handed the bangle back, pointing to another item at the back of the stall. And at that moment, while the trader turned round to stretch for whatever it was that she had singled out, the woman quickly slipped another bangle into the pocket of the jacket she was wearing. Mara Mutswe gasped. This time she could not sit back and allow a crime to be committed before her very eyes. If people did nothing, then no wonder things were getting worse. So she stood up and began to walk firmly towards the stall, where the woman had now engaged the trader in earnest discussion about the merits of the merchandise which he was showing her. "Excuse me, Ma," the voice came from behind her, and Mara Mutswe turned round to see who had addressed her. It was the waitress, a young woman whom Mara Mutswe had not seen at the cafe before. "Yes, Ma, what is it?" The waitress pointed an accusing finger at her. "You cannot run away like that," she said. "I saw you. You're trying to go away without paying the bill. I saw you." For a moment, Mara Mutswe was unable to speak. The accusation was a terrible one. Of course, she had not been trying to get away without paying the bill. She would never do such a thing. All she was doing was trying to stop a crime from being committed before her eyes. She recovered herself sufficiently to reply. "I am not trying to go away, Ma," she said. "I am just trying to stop that person over there from stealing from that man. Then I would have come back to pay." The waitress smiled knowingly. "They all find some excuse," she said. "Every day there are people like you. They come and eat our food, and then they run away and hide. You people are all the same." Mara Mutswe looked over towards the stall. The woman began to walk away, presumably with the bangle still firmly in her pocket. It would now be too late to do anything about it, and all because of this silly young woman who had misunderstood what she was doing. She went back to her table and sat down. "Bring me the bill," she said. "I will pay it straight away." The waitress stared at her. "I will bring you the bill," she said, "but I shall have to add something for myself. I will have to add this if you do not want me to call the police and tell them how you tried to run away."